Stand over here under the WKRP sign. Yeah, oh, that's good. Okay, let's shoot him.
Hey, last words.
Oh, hold it.
What? What is this for?
It's a full-page ad in the newspaper to promote yours and Venus's personal appearance and Heinrich Malzer's World of Oriental Bargains.
The used car guy?
That's him.
Forget it. I don't do personal appearances.
Wait, John.
Johnny, please. Johnny, please, would you try to look like a dedicated professional?
Sure.
What's happening? Look, Venus, I'm glad you're here. Look, would you mind stepping over here under the WKRP sign? That's terrific. That'll be fine, right? Now, wet your lip like that and pretend that you're happy. Okay, shoot him, Les.
Les?
Yes, Venus?
You take my picture, I'm going to break your arms and your camera.
You will?
No, it's a joke. Shooting, Les, go ahead.
I'm not joking, Lester.
It's just some jive ad for the paper, man.
In that case, you can definitely forget it.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Bailey? Do we have everybody's home address?
Yeah, I think so. It's all right here.
You got Johnny's?
Fever. Nope.
You got Les's?
Nessman. Nope.
Well, do you have yours?
Uh-uh.
Do you have anybody's?
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Louis D'Angelisto.
Well, who's he?
I don't know.
What the heck of a system you got there, Bailey?
You want me to fix it?
Yeah, please.
Travis?
Uh-huh.
We gotta have a powwow.
Oh, we do, huh?
Yep.
Andy, something terrible happened.
What's the matter, Les? Is the water fountain broken?
Not this time. This morning, Venus Flytrap threatened Les Nessman physically, then tried to stick ectochrome into my mouth.
What?
This morning, Venus Flytrap threatened Les... Tell him, Les, tell him.
Andy, this morning, Venus Flytrap
threatened... After the ectochrome.
Andy, something's wrong with Venus. He refused to let me take this picture for the car dealer ad.
Oh, he went crazy. It was terrible. What are you going to do about it?
Oh, well, gee whiz, Herb, let me see.
Well, do we really know Venus anyway?
Oh, come on, Les, spare me with your theories, all right?
Andy, we don't even know his real name. We don't know where he's really from.
Come on, Les.
Bailey, you're his friend. What do you really know about Venus?
You promise not to tell?
I swear.
Well, you're going to think this is a little crazy at first, but, I think he's black.
Right. Ha, ha, ha. Very funny. We don't even know where he lives.
We don't know where anybody lives, Les. What?
Andy, do you realize that he comes in here late at night when none of us are around?
Yes. Go on.
Why do you think he does that, Andy?
I think it's because he's a nighttime DJ, Les.
This has been Les Nessman with a wrap-up of today's major news stories. Stay tuned for the Venus Flytrap show immediately following.
This has been the Early Evening News with Les Nessman, one of America's truly great and outstanding voices of the world.
Hi, Les.
Oh, hi, Venus.
Les, about this morning.
I'll just get my tear sheets and be on. I'm sorry, Venus.
It's okay, man. It's okay.
Good night.
Yeah. Hey, look, man.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Les Nessman, Cincinnati's window to the world.
All right, my children. This is WKRP in Cincinnati with more music and Les Nessman. You're listening to Venus Flytrap, the first officer of funk. With clearance from the tower. Seatbelts fastened, headphones on. The stewardess will start dancing in the aisles, please, as we begin our ascent.
What's happening, Andy?
Well, not much. How about yourself, huh?
Met me a nice lady last night.
Woo-hoo!
Beautiful. And all I had to say was, hey, mama, what it is with your fine self? See, that's how black guys talk to ladies, you know, way down here. They talk to one another like this.
Hey, black, what's going on? What it is?
See, then a fine lady walk by, they go, hey, mama, can I walk you home?
Yeah, I can dig it. All right.
So, Venus.
Yeah.
What happened this morning?
Nothing, Andy. Forget it.
Why won't you let Les take your picture?
Just don't want him to, that's all.
Venus, we need that picture for the advertisement.
Can I pass on this one, Andy?
No. I need a good reason.
Okay. There's this guy named Gordon Sims, see?
Yeah.
Well, he's hot, man. He's wanted by the law. You understand?
Go on.
Well, I wouldn't want old Gordon to get into any trouble. He's a good friend of mine. As a matter of fact, I love the man.
This is your captain again, and I'm currently at 4,000 feet. Executing a southerly turn down the mighty Ohio River. Headed into a deep purple frosty night with no particular place to land.
Gordon. We'll talk about this tomorrow, okay?
Sure, fine. Come in.
Bailey and I would like to join the Women in Broadcasting Club.
Uh-huh.
And usually the employer pays the dues of the members.
I see.
There's also an initiation fee.
Fine, no problem.
Oh, thank you.
What does this association do?
As a matter of fact, they're planning on picketing this very station for not having a female disc jockey.
Well, real good.
Nice, Raft.
Oh, you noticed, huh? Oh, I hate to do this. Hi. Hi, Travis. Come on in.
Sacrificing rafts?
I just couldn't find a way to get it deflated.
Uh-huh.
Listen, sir, I think we can go ahead and run that advertisement for the car dealer without Venus's picture.
Why?
Hates to have his picture taken, I guess.
Well, that's crazy. Look, I gave a direct order, and for once, I'd like to have it carried out.
He can't.
Give me one good reason why he can't.
Well, I can't.
Dad, come in.
Hi, Miss Carlson.
Venus, what are you trying to pull?
Sir, he's not trying to pull anything.
It's okay, Andy. Mr. Carlson, I'd be taking too much of a chance if I had my picture in the paper.
What are you talking about?
Well, I have a little trouble with the law.
What kind of trouble? Look, I can get my attorney on the phone. We can get this thing taken care of.
Mr. Carlson, I'm a deserter from the United States Army. For the past 8 years, I've been living under false names and IDs now.
Well, forgive me, Venus, but
look,
I...
Look, 8 years was a long time ago. Now, I think that,
Deserter?
Yes, sir.
He was a kid. He probably didn't know what he was doing.
You ran away?
Yeah. Look, sir, the point of this is nobody needs to know anything about this.
Travis, I know.
It was Vietnam.
What difference is that supposed to make?
Plenty.
Andy, it's okay. You don't have to worry. I'm quitting.
Is anything else?
Mr. Carlson, we cannot ask him to quit.
I'm sorry, Travis, but I cannot condone this. Can I?
You were in the Marines, right?
Yes.
Did you see any combat?
Yes.
Well, for what it's worth, I saw an awful lot of combat myself. So I guess I understand how you feel. So I'll just be moving on.
Oh, it's a gutless thing to do.
What'd you say?
You heard what I said. I said that's a gutless thing to do.
You don't know what the hell you're talking
about. No,
just keep it calm, okay?
You're gonna run and run?
What am I supposed to do? Turn myself in? Go stand before a firing squad?
The Army doesn't have firing squads anymore.
Yeah, but they have prison, right?
Are you saying they can't make a fair, rational, humane decision?
Mr. Carlson, look, I don't expect you to understand me, or our generation, or my color, or that war I got stuck in. But I'm a decent man.
Yes, sir, I am. Then let's build on that. I'll get my attorney on the phone. He'll call the Army. We'll just take a look at where we are here.
Andy, would you talk to this man?
Venus, sit down. Come on. Sit down. I just want you to put yourself in my hands for a little bit, huh? I mean, I was an officer. I know how to handle these things. All right. Where's my phone?
It's under your raft, sir.
I don't believe this.
Come on over here now.
Yeah, okay.
Look, when they
come in, tell them Gordon Sims just left, okay?
Wait a minute. Who's Gordon Sims?
Never mind.
Yeah, this is just, calm down. I mean, they're going to be fair with us.
Mr. Carlson, you live in a dream world.
Gentlemen, I'm Major Edmund Hunter. I'll be the investigating officer in this case.
Hi, I'm Gordon Sims.
Venus, that's not going to work.
Sit down, gentlemen. Now, Mr. Sims.
Yeah, look, he's not Sims. His name is Venus Flytrap.
Oh, then you're Sims. How many years have you been hiding?
I'm Gordon Sims. That's my real name.
Yeah?
Major, what's going to happen to me?
Any number of things, Mr. Sims.
Well, they're not going to shoot him, are they?
We don't do that anymore.
See? Now, you know what this man did was wrong. It was very wrong. But the way I see it, Major, that...
Mr. Sims, I've gone over the Army's report. Now I'll need your side of the story.
Well, I hated the war, so I left.
Come on, Sims.
No, that's it. You were in Vietnam.
I was. In Saigon.
Well, I didn't get there much. I was in Coochie, Chia Rhea, Bong Song, kept us black folks pretty close to the action.
Venus, the man is trying to help you.
Yeah. Okay. Here's my story.
Now, this is a story. You write this down.
Who is this guy?
My father.
Okay. Let's hear your story. Just remember, I've heard them all.
Well, I had just come back from what seemed like my 8,000 firefight. I was with a guy we call Weird Larry. Weird Larry used to sleep all day and then go out at night to hunt. He'd shoot anything. I was just the opposite. I got so I couldn't pull the trigger. Some got like that. Some got like Weird Larry. I got so I hated Weird Larry's guts. Well, anyway, we were on our way out, and we got a chopper to Saigon.
Were you planning to desert then?
No. We were on our way home. It was over for us. Well, anyway, right outside of Da Nang, the chopper got a call from an S&D team. They had some Viet Cong prisoners. And we put down in this small village. And 5 minutes later, we were back in the air with three Charlies, a couple Arvan interrogators, our guys, the people we were fighting to help, right?
And you went to Saigon?
Yeah. But on the way, they start questioning these prisoners, and I don't think they wanted to talk because, because they tossed one of them right out the door. Right out the door. We had about 1,000 feet.
Go on.
Yeah. Well, they got this other guy, and there he goes. Weird Larry and I was just kind of sitting there watching all of this, and all of a sudden, Weird started giggling like he's loving this, right? Then he turned at me, and he smiled. And he stood up, and he walked right out the door, too. Boy, Weird Larry showed me what it was right about, right then and there. I saw it. After 10 months and 29 days, I finally got it. Yeah. Well, something just snapped. Weird Larry took his way out. I decided to take mine. So when we got back to the States, I turned left instead of turning right at the airport. And that was the last anybody ever saw old Gordon Sims. Easy. Isn't that amazing? One day you're in a chopper over Nam with a guy named Weird Larry, and a few days later you're driving down the freeways of L.A. And you're not even 23 yet.
You wouldn't have even seen combat those last 3 weeks. All right, thank you.
That's all you're going to say?
For now.
Well, what are you going to do?
Mr. Sims, could we speak without your father present?
No, you don't. Listen, I know how the Army works. The Marines used to work the same way. Oh, boy, you guys take the cake.
Mr. Sims, you will stay on this base until I finish my investigation. It might take a couple of weeks.
Oh, no, siree. No, I came here for action. None of this Army hurry-up-and-wait stuff. No, sir, what I want is justice, and if I don't get it here, I'm going to Washington.
I think a general discharge might be in order. I don't think there'll be a trial.
Really?
I think under the circumstances.
Oh. Gordon?
Venus.
Yeah, Venus. I'll have your stuff sent over.
Yeah, thanks, Pop.
Thank you.
you go, Jennifer. A complete and up-to-date list of all the employees. Their home addresses and phone numbers. Thank you, Billy.
May I see that list, please?
Oh, sure.
Thank you. Flytrap. Oh, Andy, Venus gave us his address and his phone number.
Uh-huh. What do you make of that, Les?
Well, I don't know, Andy. Where has he been lately? I haven't seen him for days.
You want the truth?
I can take it. What's he doing for them?
He's peeling potatoes.